Wagwan fam, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 39. Yo, that's what's up. So how are you guys doing? I hope life is soft on you. I hope life is kind on you, because it's not kind on me currently. It's not. Hey, life is not soft on me. I hope it really is on your side. Even that intro, that's my intro, but anyway, pick it up, because at times you need to fake it till you make it. At times you just need to show up, and that's what today's episode is about. Like, hey, y'all, I didn't know how painful it is when people say, like, show up. People always just say, I show up. Even in days you don't feel like showing up, just show up. And it's so painful, but like, it's so hard. Today is one of those days, guys. Today is just one of those days. So today, actually, this episode that I'm shooting, I'm not even supposed to be recording this episode. This is an impromptu episode. So, little backstory. Today is Wednesday. Today is when this episode is supposed to drop. Like, if you're an avid listener of this podcast, you know that new episodes drop every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Sasa, I had pre-recorded today's episode last week. And I'd recorded two episodes, the one for last week and this for this week. So I used someone's phone to record. Na sasa, that person, I don't know, he has lost the footage. So I've lost the footage of that episode, you guys imagine. It's so painful. I don't have that footage. I don't have it. So I'm not able to like upload it today. I feel like crying. Like I feel so bad. I really like recorded. I knew like me, I have an episode for today, and then like to make a tukivutana. So I don't have that episode. I don't have that video. I don't have it. So I've lost it. So this is an impromptu episode. So I was so bored. I was like, maniate. I should just leave it alone and then schedule to record another episode and then post it next week so that at this week I don't have an episode. And then I just reminded myself, yo, no, I don't want to do that. No. When I relaunched season 2, I was like, this is the season where I show up when I don't even feel like it. This is the season where, like, come on, like, I show up, like, consistency, like, so nimekuwa niki debate, like, in my head since the day started. I'm like, I'm an HH2, like, you know, today's Wednesday, even me and Anima, like, hey, today's Wednesday, so you're just going to, like, assume and just, like, not post an episode like that, no, without an explanation, and I'm like, instead of, like, going all the way to explain, in a post, I'm like, no, just do an episode and put it out there. This is what showing up when you don't feel like. This is what it looks like. This is what it looks like. It's so painful. So that's what happened, you guys. I feel so down. Like, my spirits are so low. I feel like crying. Like, me, by the way, one thing about me nowadays, me, when I feel bad, I will cry. Like, I will cry my eyes out. For the longest time, like, I used to be that person when I don't feel like, when I'm going through something, I was like the strongest person in the room. Like, I was like the strongest girl. Me, I don't cry. Me, I'm hardcore. Hey, now, and then I let go. It was, I was dying inside. So me nowadays, me when some kitukinibo, when I feel like I'm not in a good place, and I feel like my spirits are low, I will cry first. I will cry and let it out, and then I'm gonna deal with it. So that's what's up. I was crying by the last yesterday. I cried. Nililia. I was so bad. Like, even apart from just the losing the footage for the episode, losing the video, things are not aligning well currently in my life. Like, some things I had planned, like vitu wasn't even in Quanta Kant. I feel so bad, but that's what you call life. That's life. So I'm dealing with it in a niramba. In a niramba proper, but it's okay. I'm going to get through it. So yeah, things are not aligning well currently with the plans I had, but it's fine. It's fine. I just wanted to come on here and tell you guys that if you're listening and maybe you're fine, show up. This is what showing up looks like. This is what it looks like. So That's what's up. I hope you are well. I hope you're well. This is episode 39. Hey, ilikuwa na nima ati this week itaenda hivyo kama sijaupload episode so that at next week ndio episode 39. I'm like, no, I'm not. This is consistency. I want to be consistent and this I have to show up. Mimi naambianga hapa to show up even when you don't feel like it doesn't add up when I'm telling you guys like you guys show up even when you don't feel like it. Like even the other day when I was attending the Spotify event 2 weeks later, 2 weeks ago, Nini, I was at an interview and then they asked me if there's someone out there wants to start a podcast, if there's someone out there who's watching you and they like want to do something, what are you going to tell them? I was like telling people, start where you are, show up when you don't feel like it. And I'm like, yo sis, you need to follow your advice. So this is me showing up when I don't even feel like it. So that's what's up, but it's okay. But even 5 minutes in and recording this, and I feel like my spirits are like high already. Like I already feel like I feel better while I'm just recording this, because that's what this unspoken is to me. It's like my safe space. This and so like this podcast is my safe space when I don't like when I feel like the world is in an epigre. The world is like things are not going well. Things are not aligning well. I just come back to this episode. I just come back to this podcast and know like this is my like this is I have like this is my kababy. It gives me meaning. It gives me purpose. So yeah, this is me recording this and on when is today? 11th, and I'm supposed to just record this and edit it kidogo and post it immediately because today is Wednesday and it's like I'm 1 hour late, 1 hour 39 minutes late in posting. So yeah, but unfortunately today, this week, you're not going to have a YouTube video. I'm sorry, I was telling you guys, this is an impromptu episode. So I had recorded last week the video and the audio, everything, and then footage imepotea. So then the video imepotea. So today this is just an impromptu episode and it's just going to be on Spotify and all audio streaming platforms. So it's not going to be available on YouTube, but next week I'm gonna get my shit together. I'm gonna get my shit together and just get back to normal. Yeah, so that's what's up. That's what's up. Let's say this is like a life update. Like, but you know, it's not fair for me like to always be showing up here when I'm just happy. I'm all happy, and like you guys you'll think that hey, my life is just happy, like my life is just good, my life. No, today I'm like by the or I see that's not like I feel so down, but it's fine. I hate this moment. I hate when I feel like this. I hate it, but that's what life is. By the happy mental health day, yesterday was mental health day, and it really got me thinking. It got me thinking about mental health and everything, and I hope you guys are taking care of your mental health. But the way people confuse a lot when you talk about like mental health, people think that mental health is only when you're not like you only need to take care of your mental health when you're not okay. No, you constantly need to take care of your mental health. And I even like shared it with my community. I shared it on my IG stories. I shared it on my Telegram community. On my broadcast channel. By the way, guys, you should join my broadcast channel on Instagram. Just check my Instagram at Awino Awiti. You'll find the broadcast channel there on my profile. It's called Queen Kong. Yeah, that's it. I share some stuff there. So we share just as like a safe space. We share, it's for fun, sharing our experiences. Join it. And then join my Telegram community. Have you guys joined our Telegram community? The Unspoken Podcast community. Join our community. I want to create like a community there for Telegram. I want to do some dope stuff there. So guys, I'll encourage you to join our Telegram community, our broadcast channel. Like, let's share. Me, I want to like interact with you guys. That's life. I want us to create like to come a bestie. Let's be friends. Let's share. Let's create a community. Let's like hold each other's hands. Yeah. So I think I'll leave the link here. Yeah, I'll leave the link to the Telegram community in the description box. I'll also leave the link to the broadcast channel here and the link to YouTube. All the links. And I have a till number. Shamelessly shamelessly, you guys, I have a till number, by the way. Support my channel, support my craft, support my community, because if you're an avid fan of this podcast, you know how I'm passionate about doing community projects. I'm even planning on doing a final community project for this year, my last project, and then wait till next year. So I'm planning, I'm really like, it's in the works. Like I'm still on to work the logistics out, and it's a big one. I want it to be a big one. The first one I did, I went to the children's home, and then I did the second one when I went back to my high school, my first high school tour, you guys. So this one, I don't want to say it, I don't want to jinx it, but hey, it's gonna be me getting out of my comfort zone, like for real, for real. If it's what I'm thinking, it's gonna be huge. And you guys, I need your support. So I have a till number. I'm gonna leave it in the description box, but let me just read it to you guys. So you can write it down or master it, and you can support my channel, you can support my community, you can support my craft. So my till number, M-Pesa till number, is 862-7528. Let me repeat it, 862-7528. Yeah, so that's a sub. I'm gonna leave it also in the description box. Yeah, so yeah, I really appreciate you guys, but it's fine. Let's say this is a life update, like I was saying. Like yesterday was mental health. I'll read you guys something about mental health. I wrote it here. There's a caption I wrote yesterday. Something on mental health. You don't have to like at least when you're not okay, that's when you like remember, there's something called mental health, I need to be taking care of my mental health. No, it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. That's something like people should know. Where is it? I'm still sick. If you watched my last episode, by the way, I was telling you guys how I'm sick, and I'm so sick. But hey, no wonder I'm telling you guys, like, my spirits are so low. Like, I'm feeling so down. I'm feeling so low, and I hate it because I am so sick. I have a flu. Like, this flu comes with a headache. The other day, I'm so sick. Hey, guys, I hope I'm too sad because where I'm so sick, and then things are not going well. Like, hey, I hate it. Hi, you kidding me? That it started, it started like this. About mental health, yesterday was 10th October. In Kenya, we were celebrating Utamaduni Day, and then it was like Mental Health Day. Hey, by the way, I was just talking about this with my friend the other day, and I was telling nowadays, every day is a holiday. Guys, every day is a holiday. Like, there's a holiday for literally everything in this world. Yesterday was Utamaduni Day. That was a national holiday in Kenya, and then it was World Mental Health Day. The other day I was seeing we were celebrating International Podcasting Day, and then a few days ago it was International Pharmacist Day. Now what is that? And then the one that really shocked me the other day, like 8th October, it was International Lesbian Day. What was that? There's like literally a holiday for everything, yo. And I was even saying, itabidi sasa pia niweke holiday yangu. I'm gonna like even put my own holiday, I'm an international Queen Kong Day for all my queens, for all Queen Kongs and King Kongs, yeah. But anyway, I found it. So, in regards to mental health, it said, I hope you know that it's okay to not be okay. I hope you know you can prioritize your mental health even when nothing is wrong. I hope you know you can start doing that today. And I hope you know healing takes time. Yeah. So guys, prioritize your mental health even when nothing is wrong with your life. Like, really prioritize your mental health. Like, so now I know, like, I'm not okay, and I'm like, I'm accepting I'm not okay. Like, not on a serious, like, you're some mentally like it, but like I was just saying, like, things are not aligning as such, but I know I'm gonna like get through it. Yeah, so that's what's up. What did I wanna say? I want just today's episode to be short, because
I'm not in the mood today. I feel because I'm drinking water here. Like, where my nini? I have a flu. Niko na homa ingine mbaya. Literally. But that's my life for y'all. And then I wanted to share with you. You remember when I was sharing with you guys, like, my favorite things that I'm currently watching, things that I'm currently doing. Yeah. So I recently watched a documentary on Netflix for David Beckham. Yo, my mind was so blown and it was so inspiring. So guys, really go and watch it. It's on Netflix for Beckham. It's called Beckham. It's a documentary on David Beckham, the footballer, the international footballer. So you should, you guys go and watch it. Eh, and you should watch it before 1st November. You guys, have you heard? Netflix is like, nini, is in a 2 year stuff, yeah, free subscription. So people like us who depend on free Netflix, kitaturamba. So we are about to start paying for it. And it's not bad, but I'm used to like free Netflix, you guys. So go and watch it. If you're a free, on free mode on Netflix like me, better go and watch it before 1st November, because the free plan on Netflix is gonna end on 1st November. So you better go and watch it first and then maybe start on working on your pay plan for November. So that's Beckham. I'm watching Beckham. I've watched Beckham, the documentary, the docu-series on Netflix. It's really dope. Go and watch it. It's really inspiring. Yo, I didn't know it was that inspiring. Like, I didn't know that that's what, like, David Beckham had to go through in his football career. Like, there's a point where his whole entire country is from UK. He's a footballer from UK. And there's a time where his entire, he was playing for World Cup. He was playing for, was it in 1998 or, I'm not sure about the, was it in, I think it was 1998, but I'm not sure. He was playing for World Cup for his country, England. And then they're playing against which team? England. They're playing against Argentina. I think it was Argentina, but I'm not sure. I think Argentina. Just go and watch it. So while he was doing, was playing, like, I don't know, you know, when you football, like, how the games are, and then, like, he think he kicked one of the other players from the other team, Argentina, by mistake, and it was not like even like it was like an accident, and the other player, he fell down, and then you know what, he was given like a red card. So when he was given a red card, so see, of course, he was out of the game, and then his team, the England team, they lost. And then the worst part is that the whole country, they blamed him for the loss. You know, it's not that they lost the World Cup, and then they were like blaming him for the loss, that for the loss that he caused the red card. Now, because you know he was the best player, and then like now, so the worst part, they were depending on him for like to win for the team, and like the entire country, his entire country, ganged up against him. They were like booing him for the like the next 1 year in all his games. I was watching it and I was like almost in tears. It was so painful for me. Like, your entire country, you are doing what you love and you're playing it, and it was not even his mistake. He was just given a red card because it was a minor accident. And even the person who fell that from the other team, he didn't even get injured. And those people, England people, UK, not England, the British people can be ruthless, you guys. They can be ruthless. Like, they turned against him for like a whole year. In all his games, when he would get on the pitch, they would just like, they will boo him. Like, it went on continuously for like a year and also, and it was so painful. Like, that thing, like, it was so sad. And no one even knew about it. Like, no one even knew about it. Like, us, like, the world didn't even know about it until recently from the documentary. So it was so painful. That is so bad. Hey, no. It was so hard for me. And the best thing about it, like, what I really admired from him is how he handled it. Like, he was just showing up. I'm thinking if it was me, something like that had happened to me, I would have even never played. And him, like, that just shows how he's like a god. He's like he's so disciplined, and he loves, like, it just shows his passion, how he was so passionate about the game. Like, despite, and it was his country was like against him, and the best part of it, like, he handled it so well, I really admired that. Like, he handled it so well, and it really inspired me. So shout out to David Beckham. Shout out, you are a really goat. You are a goat. Shout out to you. Shout out. So you guys should go and watch that episode, that series, that documentary series, Beckham on Netflix. And then there's another movie I watched, Fair Play. It's a nice thriller. It's called Fair Play on Netflix. It's a nice thriller. You should watch it. You should watch it. It's a really nice thriller. And then what have I been watching again? I watched Fair Play. The other day I was watching She's Gotta Have It. It's also a series on Netflix. But I think it came to an end, but it was a nice one. And then what have I been watching again? I think listening to a few podcasts. I'm currently listening to Kenyan podcasts. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of international podcasts, a lot of UK podcasts, a lot of US podcasts, but I'm currently listening to a lot of Kenyan podcasts. I'm loving it. Like, the podcasting industry in Kenya, in Africa, it's growing. It's really growing, and I love the pace. I love the pace. It's really growing. So shout out to all podcasters out there. And then what again? I think that's it. That's it. I haven't been doing much. I've just been in the house watching Netflix, watching because I've been so low. And me, when I'm low, I just stay in the house. I don't go out, but I just stay in the house and dive deep in my sorrows. That's me. So guys, I just want to end this episode here because I don't want to talk much because I don't feel well. I'm sick. I don't feel okay. Yeah. So I hope you guys are well. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you do it. I don't know. I hope it's something because I just didn't want, like, this week at Yishe Kama, I've not uploaded an episode. I want to be consistent. I want, by the end of this year, I want to get to 50 episodes and more. I want to surpass 50 episodes by the end of this year. So I have to be consistent. I also want to, and to reach 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Guys, if you haven't subscribed on YouTube, please do. I'm gonna leave all the link, everything there. So that's what's up. Thank you to the Unspoken Community. Thank you guys for the support. Of course, I'm gonna leave you guys with a mantra. I think I'm gonna make that a thing. What I'm going by, like, anything I have to leave you guys. Oh, you guys, you need to do this. So I don't know if this week's mantra, what is it? Did I write it down? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think I have it here on my phone. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Yeah. I have a lot, but I'm just gonna read one. That people are attracted to you because of your light and not your pain. People are attracted to you because of your light and not your pain. So don't be afraid to, like, shine on your light, like, to be proud of your light. Because even me, even doing this episode, the first feedback that I always get from any new listener is like, yo, I like your energy. I like your energy. I like how vibrant you are on your episodes. So that's really true. People are attracted to you because of your light, and you should really, like, embrace that and show up every day and become the best version of yourself. And this is a true definition of that. This is me today, showing up every day, like, showing up today. I was even the other, even before I shot this, I was in tears, by the way. Like, I'm feeling so bad, you guys, and I had to just pick up this thing. And because this is the only thing that really, like, makes sense to me right now, so I was like, no, as much as I'm in my feelings, as much as I don't know what I'm feeling, my feelings, I don't know what, but no, I have to show up. I have to show up because maybe this is gonna inspire someone, but it's okay. Anyway, guys, that's it for today. Remember, you can subscribe to our channel on YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE, the purple logo, you guys. And then you can follow us on our social media platforms at Unspoken Podcast KE on Instagram, Unspoken Podcast KE on TikTok, Unspoken Pod KE on Twitter, and join our community, join our Telegram community, guys, Unspoken Podcast community, join our community, join our broadcast channel. Yeah, join us everywhere. I wanna, like, just join us, support us. I'm gonna leave, support my community, support my craft, support us. I'm gonna leave our till number here on the description box. You can support it. Let me read it again. It's 862. Mpesa till number 862-7528. That's us up. And take care of yourself. Yeah. Take care of yourself, girls. Take care of yourself, guys. And show up. Show up for yourself. And want more for yourself. Want more for yourself. And I'll see you on the next episode. Be safe. Keep it unspoken. Adios.